Proverbs chapter 9. Wisdom has built her house. She's carved out her seven pillars. She has prepared her bread. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She sent out her maidens. She cries from the highest places of the city. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. As for him who doesn't have understanding, she says to him, come, eat some of my bread. Drink some of the wine which I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and live. Walk in the way of understanding. So, wisdom is inviting those who recognize that I don't have any wisdom. And why people don't say yes to wisdom is because they think I know it all. And this is a problem with young people. I think, oh, yeah, I know it all. That's normal for young people to think that. Then older people think, oh, I've been through life. I know what's going on. And so this is why, again, it comes down to humility. If we recognize that, look, I am simple, I am lacking in understanding, then we will come to God and God's word and God's wisdom. He who corrects a mocker invites insult. He who reproves a wicked man invites abuse. Don't reprove a scoffer, lest he hate you. Reprove a wise man, and he will love you. This is indeed how it is that people think, oh, don't try and correct me. I am okay. How dare you imply that I shouldn't do this or I ought to do this or whatever. And again, this is why people in the end are just fascinated by God's word. But when they really come to it and it says, look, you must do this, you must think like this and not like that, or they don't like it. Indeed, they will hate the person who might imply that. This is very common in our world that, oh, you hurt my feelings. You implied that, or you said that what I'm doing is wrong. And so I'm afraid when you preach God's word as it really is, you'll get different reactions. Some people will hate you, but a wise man will love you. Instruct a wise man and he will be still wiser. Teach a righteous man and he will increase in learning. So that's how it is that you get wise by being rebuked, by being instructed. And it comes down to being like a child, to realize that I need to be taught. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. The knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. When it says we must fear God, I don't necessarily think it means that we've got to have our knees banging together in terrible fear. I think it more means respect. And the fear of God means to worship God, it means to respect God, it means to love God. Although, all the same, there is always an element that we are sinners and we are very weak, and God is so much greater than us, and we are sinners and deserve to die. The wages of sin is death, and we've all sinned. So it is right that there is also that element of fear, but it's all a mixture, because God is love and he wants to save us. By me, that's by wisdom, your days will be multiplied, the years of your life will be increased. Ultimately, that talks about everlasting life. If you are wise, you are wise for yourself. If you mock, you alone will bear it. In other words, if you accept wisdom, you're actually benefiting yourself. So this is the great paradox, to humble yourself and realize that I need to be taught. And then we've got the contrast. Wisdom has built her house. And wisdom is likened to a woman. But the foolish woman is loud, undisciplined, and knows nothing. She sits at the door of her house, on a seat in the high places of the city, to call to those who pass by, who go straight on their ways, whoever is simple, let him turn in here. As for him who lacks understanding, she says to him, stolen water is sweet, food eaten in secret is pleasant. But he doesn't know that the dead are there, that her guests are in the depths of Sheol. That word Sheol, it means the grave. Sometimes it's translated hell in the Old English Bibles, but hell is simply the grave, not a place of fire.